Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, partly sunny this afternoon with a high near 87 degrees, breezy with southwest winds 8 to 16 miles an hour, gusting as high as 31 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Friday, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 79. And in the news for today, Democratic Attorney General Josh Call on Wednesday filed a lawsuit seeking to overturn Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban, arguing it has been superseded by other restrictions on the procedure in the years since and is therefore unenforceable. That includes a ban on abortion after 20 weeks that Republicans approved in 2015. The only exception under the 1849 law is for the life of the mother. Other laws approved since include exceptions for things like a woman's health. The suit argues that puts the statutes in direct conflict. Wisconsin abortion providers cannot be held to two sets of diametrically opposed laws, and the Wisconsin people deserve clarity, the State Department of Justice argued in the suit filed in Dane County, that, according to a report from WisPolitics this morning, the Supreme Court's majority decision overturning Roe v. Wade has allowed states to begin setting their own abortion policies. Just after the ruling, it has already resulted in a patchwork system in which access to the procedure is, for many people, determined largely by whether a state is controlled by Republicans or Democrats. These so-called trigger laws are now enforceable in some states but still banned in others while legal actions are pending. Wisconsin joins five other states, Arkansas, Kentucky, Missouri, Oklahoma, and South Dakota, where restrictive abortion laws are now back in effect after Roe was determined to be unconstitutional. Additional information for this story came from CNN Online. Wisconsin Public Radio, in a follow-up story, reports Dr. Fred Preen, the former head of the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board, can continue to serve on the policymaking board now that the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled it's legal for him to remain. The 4-3 ruling Wednesday ensures conservatives will continue to hold a 4-3 majority on the board that decides contentious environmental policies, including recently enacted PFAS standards in drinking and surface waters. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call sued to remove Preen from the NRB in August. The board's former chair has refused to step down from the policymaking body after his 6-year term expired in May last year. Former Republican Governor Scott Walker appointed Preen in 2015. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.